Hi, ontzettend leuk dat je luistert naar de Business Class Deal podcast. Dit is de podcast waarin ik jou inspireer om jouw leven en business naar een hoger niveau te tillen. Ik ben Samantha, je host en coach voor deze show. Maar de meeste mensen noemen gewoon Sam, simpel en duidelijk. Dat is dan ook precies wat je kunt verwachten van deze podcast. Tips en tricks om jouw business simpel, maar met een Business Class Deal resultaat te runnen. En dat zonder concessies. Mijn doel voor jou is om impact te maken. En als No Bullshit Business Coach help ik jou om jouw grote visie waarheid te maken. Let's take off! I believe in my power, I am strong. I can take anything on. I'm building my dream, my vision's clear. All right. This is my first English podcast. No, that's a lie, actually, because I did an English podcast with Kendra, was her name, from Soltara. I had an idea like a year ago that I wanted to combine my business coaching with ayahuasca. And I did ayahuasca myself at Soltara in Costa Rica. And I had an interview with one of the facilitators there called Kendra. And it was a beautiful session. Which was in English as well, but she did most of the talking, to be honest. And the other people were asking questions, so it didn't really feel like my first English podcast. But this one does, so I'm kind of nervous in some kind of way, which is interesting. I don't have a lot of butterflies lately when acting as an entrepreneur, being an entrepreneur, whatever way you call it. But the ayahuasca idea, by the way, for the people listening, is coming back in the future. I don't know when and in what form, but it will be. But it's on hold for now because our life is kind of in a flowing state, and I would like to keep it that way until I feel there's going to be a next chapter which involves ayahuasca for myself and also for the combination with business coaching. But that's a side note. I'm doing this podcast with one of my former clients, which I truly, truly love. And I'm honestly a big fan of, which I already told her like 10 minutes ago, which she knows. This is Aileen or Ellie Wells. May I say Ellie Wells?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aileen is a Dutch name. So whenever I travel and I'm abroad, I always introduce myself as Ellie because it's so much easier for English speaking people to say Ellie. Yeah.
It's true. It totally is. And I also, let's dive into the way you find yourself calling yourself. Whoa, I'm struggling. I'm surprised.
You're not. You're doing struggling. Great.
Oh, no. I feel so nervous for the first time. This is really interesting what's happening to me with recording this podcast. It's like everyone has their inner demons. And I know I always do my podcast episodes about tackling your inner demons. And I feel them right now, like on top of my head. But
we should take a deep breath and let the inner demons go back down to your feet and into the ground.
I should focus on your breath. Yeah, that's
and just feel everything gliding from the top of your head down to your feet and into the ground.
I love it. I'm going to drop my feet now as well. Oh, I love that you're coaching me through this podcast episode. That's really interesting. Okay, Ellie. Why Ellie Wilds?
Why Ellie Wilds? Ellie is basically the English version of my Dutch name, which is Aileen. It just sounds and looks very similar. So I thought if people are going to call me by a different name, I want something that already feels familiar to me. Yeah. And for the last name, I was brainstorming a lot, and just wild feels very, very good to me. I really love wild nature, wild environments. You know, I really like, I think when I think of wild, I think of the scenery of Norway, like the wild mountains and the jungle, and I see the waters in front of me, and I really vibe with that kind of scenery. And I also really like to unleash the wild side of yourself, which is, I think, the true nature we all have inside. We're all very put into a box of how we should behave in this society, and sometimes it's good to let that wild person out that's resting inside of all of us.
I love it. So it's almost more a raw side of yourself than just a wild side, because wild can also be like, yeah, but it's more like a raw nature version.
Yeah, more the authentic version of yourself, yeah. The one that rests inside that you let out. Yeah, that's your wild self.
I love that. It's so different than what I think initially of with the term wild.
Yeah, you can go wild, like party wild.
Yeah. But that's what I have.
It's a different kind of wild.
Yeah,
exactly. That's also welcome. Party wild is also welcome.
Yeah, just balancing the two is really important, I think.
Balance is the nature of life. So yeah, it's all welcome. Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Okay, so I'm from Belgium originally. And I still live in Belgium. I just travel a lot. I just came back from Bali for 2 months, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. I am a singer-songwriter. I write my own music. I create indie songs with spiritual lyrics. And I just put the lessons that I learned myself into my songs. And I hope that it can help other people. On the side, I also sing in a metal band, but that's a whole different story. That's my dark side.
Well, your other wild side.
My other wild side, yeah. Dark wild side. And yeah, I am an aspiring entrepreneur. I have a lot of ideas that I'm setting up currently. So yeah, that's what I'm working on. I would love to start a spiritual center in Belgium, which is something that I'm working on currently.
Oh, I love that you're sharing this already. I thought you maybe wanted to keep it as a secret because you just told me. You're throwing
just
it into
put it
the
out
world,
there.
Baby. Love it.
Yeah, I have no restrictions anymore. Just put it out there and see whatever happens. Yeah,
that's amazing. I think that's the best way to live life and to work as an entrepreneur. I think that's the best way. It truly is.
Yeah, just put it out there.
Yeah. So we met already over 2 years ago. And I kind of said that we're doing this in English as well. I'm excited because it gets me nervous and all like thrilled up. But I'm also a little bit sad because I do love your accent because you're my only Belgian customer so far. You have this cute little Vlaams, we call it. It's the Belgian Netherlands accent. So I'm kind of sad people don't get to hear it because it's so romantic in my opinion. But nevertheless, I'm really happy we're speaking right now. So I want to go back to how we met. Do you still remember how we met?
How did we meet? Was it through Celine Charlotte, I think?
Yeah.
I think we were like one-on-one in one of her sessions.
Yeah.
Was it the money mindset one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were just talking and I was like, this girl, something about her. I need to work with her. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cool.
And then I asked for a one-on-one, and then we had like a one-on-one call, and I was like, yeah, let's do it, let's work.
Yeah, it was so surprising to me because I was just starting out as an entrepreneur, so I was building my own business at that moment. This was the first like group program that I participated in, and I kind of liked it and also disliked it in some sort of ways until we had that conversation and we like clicked instantly. And that moment for me was kind of a turning point somehow, because you were the first one who said yes without really needing convincing or anything. You just like felt it. And then I knew, damn, this is amazing. If I get to work with like people like you, like trusting their intuition, going for what they're feeling, that's amazing. So do you remember why you felt the way that you felt at that moment?
There was something very trustworthy about you. You felt very grounding. You also shared a similar story with me because I was coming out of a burnout, and you also had a story with burnout and having a difficult work environment. So I felt really like a strong connection to you because you knew what I was going through. You had your fair share of like worries and things that you went through. So I think it was just relating to that. And yeah, I just liked your upbeat energy. You were very powerful in talking. I really like the way that you speak. It's very powerful. You have a lot of power in your voice and in your words. So I was just drawn to that. Yeah.
I love this. I think if you're open to it, it might be helpful to dive into not only the burnout moments we had in our life, but we also have our fair share of depressions throughout our lives. Is there something you would like to share with people listening if they're experiencing it right now, or maybe are familiar with it but don't know how to deal with it? Do you have some words of advice for them?
I think the most powerful thing that kept me going was a promise I made to my mom that I wasn't going to give up, because I have had a lot of depressions and difficult moments in my life, and also the burnout afterwards, where I had a lot of moments where I was about to give up, where I was very close to giving up. And I made a promise to my mom when I was younger that I wouldn't give up. And that was the only thing that kept me going in those moments. So maybe find someone that you make a promise to that you will keep fighting. And you have to do whatever it takes to get through that hard moment of when it's truly tough, you know. Like I had a friend who was really struggling lately, and I was like, just do whatever it needs, whatever you need to get through this moment, because tomorrow will be better. And maybe if tomorrow's not better, then the day after will be better. There will be a moment where everything passes and you will feel good again. Because the way of life is however bad are we feeling now, that's how good you will feel in the future. That's just the balance of life. It goes up and down. And if you have this capability of feeling really bad, you also have the capability of feeling really, really good. And it's so worth it to chase that feeling of feeling good and just not give up when you're in the bad place, and just get through every second that you're struggling, and just hold on with whatever strength that you have left, because you will get where it's good again. And when it's good, it's so, so, so good.
It's so worth it.
Yeah, it's so worth it.
I don't think you can describe it more beautiful than you just did. I think this mm-hmm. is the essence of whenever you're feeling down, you know there's going to be an upside. And I think the most difficult time is when you're feeling down for the first time, like when you first hit the depression side and you don't know what the high is, so you don't know what you're looking up to. Like, if I go through this, then I go up again, and then it's like bright and shine. But once you had that first, now, I don't want to say rock bottom, but the first bump you run into, like the first depression or your first burnout or whatever is your first. And then you can experience like what it is to be back up again, like standing on the mountain, looking over it, like seeing what you've accomplished. Yeah, that's the best feeling in the world. That's why you live. That's why you do it. And the lower you get, the higher you will go.
Yeah.
Also, that means that you can get really low again, which is the scary side, but it's so damn worth it.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to remember that this too shall pass. This too will like get behind me. And I think when I was very young and I was dealing with depression, it always felt like this is my eternal state. I will forever feel this way and there is no up, because sometimes it gets so dark that you don't see the light anymore.
No.
And now, having lived through all those ups and downs, I know that this is a moment that will pass. And I think that's the most important message to share. Like, however bad you're feeling, this will pass. Just hold on and wait a little bit longer, and you will see it going good again. Yeah.
Yeah, life will only get better. And I do think it gets better when you get older. You get to enjoy the low parts as well in a weird way, because you know it's a build up to something brand new and something positive and something that's coming next. Like, the hurdles are there to make you stronger and for you to feel more aligned afterwards. Like, I feel like they can help you in some sort of way. Like, looking back at it, like not being in the moment, but looking back at it, I totally feel like it helped me to enjoy my life more now.
Fully. Sometimes you have to break something down so you can build something better instead. Yeah, sometimes life works like that.
Yeah, unfortunately it does in some ways.
It does, and it's so hard sometimes. But as you get older, you also learn to have the right tools in place. Yeah. So when it does get tough, you do have some tools where you can just like power through, you know.
Yeah. And it's, I also love that you mentioned like your mom being some sort of accountability partner. I actually had my cousin the first time I got into a depression. What age were you actually when you got your first depression?
11.
11. Oh yeah, I was
13. That's very, very young. Yeah.
That's really young. That's really young. Yeah. That's scary, right?
I was a troubled teenager.
You still are, no.
A teenager in my 30s.
Reliving the teenage dream.
Yeah, it's been tough, but you know, it gets better.
Yeah, it's scary to me to think that you as well. It's such a young age. You already face your inner demons. It's like so overwhelming, especially when you're that young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they put it on hormones, you know? Like there were so many underlying issues that should have been noticed by someone, and they just took me to the doctors and they were like, oh, she's just a very dramatic teenager and she's just hormonal. Let's put her on like anticonception, the pill, you know? Like,
Oh yeah, that's the way they handle things. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like antidepressant or anticonception. Like that's the way to go.
Yeah. I should have had like some kind of therapist or something, or like something in place, but that didn't happen until years later.
No, but if you look back at when we were like 11, and I think it was 13 then at that moment, it wasn't that normal to ask for help by a therapist or something. It was like a no-go. Like it was something to be ashamed of in that time.
Yeah. I remember even my mom taking me like one time to a therapist, and she was like, oh, she's just a very dramatic teenager, and she likes to feel bad, so don't allow her to feel bad. And I was like, this is not helpful. Like, you have good therapists and bad therapists, and that was not a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, you just have to find someone that really sticks with you and that matches with your energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go from this low point to your highest point. I don't know if that is Bali for you right now. Does that feel like your latest high point?
My latest, definitely. I've had many high points in my life, but that one is very recent, yes.
Okay, what is your kind of top three, top five-ish?
I think I did my Erasmus in London, and living in London for 4 years when I was in my early 20s was, for the first time, I was outside of Belgium, which awakened something in me, which would lead to a life of traveling. But also I was, for the first time in my life, happy for consecutive months. And that was something that had never happened before. And I was like, oh, travel is the way that travel is the thing that makes me happy. So that's the way to go. So I think my Erasmus was definitely one. I also won an award when I graduated with an advertising campaign that I created, which was, I presented on my own for 300 plus people and the jury. And I won an award, which was big in Belgium. And it was such a happy moment in my life. I felt so accomplished. And maybe the festival that I organized myself, Divino, which was also such a proud moment of me. Yeah,
I'm smiling ear to ear now for people who have no idea. I went to one of your festivals because I was coaching you at the moment. I kind of helped you plan it. I love Divino.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Oh my God.
Yeah. What does it mean for you to organize an event like that? I mean, it was a big event, in my opinion.
I just wanted to perform, basically. I was in my early stages as a singer-songwriter, and also COVID had hit, so like there were no gigs, there were no shows around, no show opportunities, and I was like, I need to be in front of people, I want to sing to people, and I want to bring people together again, even though it's COVID. So in 2020, I think, yes, we did the first version, which was very COVID-proof, and it was Music in the Vineyard. So my parents had a vineyard at the time, and I just wanted to perform music in a vineyard, put up some lights in the vineyard, and just serve the wine that my parents made. So that was how Divino was born in the first year. And it was very small, very intimate, but people were like crazy happy, crazy enthusiastic about it. And they were asking for it the year after. And so I was like, okay, let's go bigger the year after. So it grew like times four at least. There were like 200 people in the vineyard. I had three artists, including myself. We were serving wine, but also local beer. We were having a food truck. There was like goodies that you could buy. It was insane. The weather was really, really bad, but people were there. People were happy. People were like singing along. It was amazing.
Yeah, I had the best time because it was like a gathering in a different way than you usually have with a festival because it was in the vineyard. Maybe because I also knew you and your parents, so that might have made a difference as well. But I really loved it. It was such I don't know, it's a top moment for me in my entrepreneurial history. Like, whoa, that was one of my clients who did that, you know? It's like such an amazing event.
Yeah, it was so nice. It's so incredible to build something from scratch and just stand in your own event and see, okay, I created this. That's such a cool feeling.
It was the last time you hosted it though, wasn't it? You didn't do it afterwards.
Yes. People have been asking for it, but my parents quit the vineyard, so the vineyard is not there anymore. I also feel like we had a good run and I learned a lot from that, but I want to do other things and better things now. So I feel like that was a good memory and I'm going to store it for forever. And I just want to build something bigger and better now.
Yeah, and you do have some ideas for it, which you already shared at the beginning. Like maybe this was a build-up for your new experience center for spiritual journeys, may I call it that way?
It's still very much in the early stages of I'm still conceptualizing it, but I do want to create a meeting space where people who are interested in self-development, in yoga, in spirituality, where they can go and where they can just meet other people and find like-minded people and just do workshops and take classes and just keep developing yourself. Because that's basically what I did in Bali. There was this yoga barn place where there were just a lot of classes, and you knew when I go there, I will meet my friends there. There's always someone there that I will be able to talk to. And I just took so many classes and it helped so much in my self-development. And I just want to create that space for people here in Belgium.
Yeah, it's kind of like a safe space in a way.
Because it's so
Yes.
scattered at the moment. And I feel like there's a lot of people who are interested in this in Belgium, but they're all like all over the place. And I just want to like have a place where they come together. Like I want to meet all of you.
Exactly. So if you are listening now and you're from Belgium or Belgium area and you feel something for it, hook her up.
Come to Ellie Wild.
Yeah. Come to the Ellie Wild side. No, I
Wild
truly
tribe.
love this. Yeah, the Wild Tribe. Yeah, no, I love this idea. I think this is a next step for like people in general to be more in touch with themselves when you don't need to like travel around or explore the world or look for yourself or look for a safe space, but you have it like back at home. I think that's really helpful for Belgium, but as well as the Netherlands. I think we can use some sort of space as well because we need that. We need like a space where we can just be instead of being something other people think we should be, like that difference.
A place to be your authentically self.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I really love that you're working on that. Yeah, that's
Me too.
amazing. It's crazy how much can happen in 2 years' time. Like, I can't even. Does it feel for you like it's already been 2 years that we work together? Like, I don't feel like it's been over. Now, it not nearly 2 years. I think it's almost 2 years now, but it doesn't feel that way.
No, because we stayed in touch and we've stayed so close and we kept checking in with each other, but I feel like a different person. I feel like I've completely outgrown the person that I was back then, which is amazing because you were part of that. You were part of the growth process.
Yeah.
Like it must feel for you like you're not talking to the same person. I don't know. Like I feel like a different person.
No, you're definitely more lit up now in a good way. Like you're more vibrant, you're more living. This is honestly, this is the version of you that I already saw, which I like mentioned maybe too many times. Like I always saw this like
You knew it was
bright.
inside.
Yeah, I always saw it, but you believed it, but not truly believed or not really felt it like all the way down. I think you were like having two voices inside your head and you kept going back and forth. So you tapped into it that you couldn't like hold on to it. You kind of let it go. And now I feel like you've embraced that version of yourself. And I see this bright Ellie Wild. Like she's here, like sitting in front of me, like online then, but still, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, because you kept calling me the priestess. And I remember, like, I was so honored that you called me that. But I didn't feel it. I was like, yeah, that's like someone outside of me. And now I feel like, well, and I feel what you meant when you said you are the priestess. Like, I feel the priestess inside of me now. Yeah.
I'm so happy. Do you have any idea what is the root cause of you feeling it now versus not fully being able almost to embrace it back then?
I think it's just part of the growth process. It's just keep going back to the practice of meditation, of yoga, of my spiritual things, and just keep growing it. And I think it just grew. And I think my months in Bali, taking myself out of my familiar place and putting myself in an uncomfortable situation, something that's completely new, where I really had to reinvent myself. And I had all the tools lined up of my practices of the past couple of years. And now I could reconstruct myself with all those tools and all those things that I had learned. And I put myself together there. And it was affirmed by all the people that I met there. Like, they could see who I was truly, because they didn't know this old version of me, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it kept getting reaffirmed. And everyone told me, like, wow, you're like really glowing, you're a goddess. Like, I kept getting those affirmations.
I loved it.
And then you start believing it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. But you're I think the difference is that you're living it right now, and that's the energy you're giving out as well. And that feels so good. That feels so amazing to see you come such a long way. That's I love it.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, let's see. Is there something else I would like to ask you? Looking back in time, is there anything that you remember from the period that we were working together?
I think mainly the way you made me feel. I think you're very good with making people feel like their highest self and pulling it out of them. Because you were living in the Netherlands and I would have to go to the Netherlands to get coached by you. So I would make weekends out of it. I would always like book a stay for one or two nights in Amersfoort. And I would just go there and make a weekend out of it. And I remember I looked forward to those weekends so much, because I think when I was with you, I was already stepping into that higher version of myself, because you were pulling it out of me. And those weekends were like me embracing it. And I was like living my highest self. And then I would come back to Belgium. I would fall back into my insecure self. But I really liked the way that you made me feel. And I was looking forward to our sessions so much, because you had so many exercises and your way of talking to me just made me feel that amazing version of myself.
Yeah. And we were actually in that time working at your previous company, which you're not doing at the moment. I would like to get into the moment that you decided to let that go, because I think I know why you let it go, but I want you to tell it to the people listening to the podcast. And what difference does it make for you now that you have let it go and are exploring more your Ellie Wild side?
So I was doing brand design, which is combining marketing and graphic design for startups. So I was like doing brand strategy and logo design, web design for new entrepreneurs. And I was, the thing is, I did start that company in the midst of COVID, which was really hard. It's also very competition driven, and it was not easy to get the right clients. And I felt like I also wasn't attracting the right clients. And I was struggling. I was struggling for a while there. And I think it was really hard to let it go, because it became part of my identity that I was a brand designer. And I was scared to go back to being employed, like to give up the self-employment and to going back to like working for a company. But I noticed that there wasn't room anymore for any wild and music. And that's, I think, the reason why I let it go. It doesn't have to be a struggle. And at that point, it was a struggle. And just letting it go opened up more space to new ideas and to creating more music. So Yeah, it was a good decision to let it go. And now I can only I'm still on the side doing some freelance gigs, but I decide really closely like what are the things that I want to do, what are the clients that I want to work with, and that flows so much easier. So I'm still doing a lot of creative things, but I get to decide more. It's not like, oh, I have to take on everything just so I can have enough money to make ends meet. And I also want to integrate graphic design more into Ellie Wild. So right now I'm building more a brand around Ellie Wild. So I'm not only creating music, but I also want to create illustrations and designs and tools for spirituality and an aligned life, a soulful life. So that's also something I'm working on, to create a whole surround concept around Ellie Wild. So it's not only music, it's like everything around it.
I love it. I love it. This is what I tried to do like 2 years ago, but then it didn't click.
Yeah.
I love it
It didn't
because
click,
that's your personality. That's the priestess inside of you that
yeah.
likes embodies it all. Yeah, truly, I truly believe this. And now you're feeling it. So this is a good thing because you are so creative. You are so good at what you do. And you can see the lyrics, but also the visuals you have created in the past. And I feel like the big difference is that then you were in a lack of energy at the moment when we started working together. I do remember we worked on your energy levels. And because of your energy levels, you were struggling. You were almost like in Dutch, we have the saying "trekken aan een dood paard," like putting a dead horse. I don't know. I don't think it's an English pronoun, but like it was draining your energy to like
Yeah.
look for clients, look for
Oh.
jobs, and you're almost pushing it so hard that you didn't have any energy to like receive things. So I'm really glad that you kind of drew the line later on and said, I'm not doing this. I'm just going for a job in that moment instead, because then you can like uplift your energies again, because you don't need to focus about getting clients, getting money, getting income. You could let that go, like let all
Yeah.
that worrying go. And then you can open up the gates again to work on your energy levels, and then you can
Yeah.
start manifesting again. And that's what happened. And I love that it worked out for you that way. I truly do.
Definitely. I think also I was working a lot on demand, so people were telling me what to create, and I would create it for them, which was costing me a lot of money, because a lot of money, a lot of energy, I mean.
Feels the same, yeah.
It's costing me a lot of energy to create their vision, because I go so much better on creating my own vision and putting it out there, and people who like it, they can like take a part of that vision. So you have that way when you a lot of artists things, you know, like music, writing books, creating art, you just create it, put it out in the world, and people who like it, they purchase it. And I think that business model works a lot better for me, because I'm creating from me. And I'm not creating for someone else. I'm not creating someone else's vision. I'm creating my vision. And people who like it, they can listen to my music. They can buy my art prints. They can read my books. You know, I think that works better for me.
Yeah, because you did create like your own visuals with that quote about being brave enough. Do you recall that quote?
Oh, is it be the energy you want to attract?
Yeah. You created some visuals and you turned that into like notebooks and stuff.
Oh yeah,
And
that one. I create
yeah.
my life of my dreams. Yeah.
It was so good. And that came from your own energy field, I kind of want to say, like your own vision of the way you should design things. And I do believe if people see that aesthetic, they will go for it. They will fall in love with it. If you can, yeah, make like a whole version of the way you implemented in your Ellie Wild, in your singer songwriter profile, kind of, I want to say, and into your spiritual center you're going to create, yeah, then it's going to be a full circle. That's amazing.
Yeah, I just want one brand, and everything around it is like matching that one brand. And before I was like doing too many different things, and now I just want to create for myself, which is Ellie Wild, and just create from there. And it will make sense because it's all one brand, you know?
Exactly. So if we have to give like five keywords for the Ellie Wild brand, what would they be?
Ooh.
Yeah, difficult, I know. Sorry.
Wow.
This is the coach song version, sorry guys.
I think authenticity is a very important one. I want to be very authentic in my journey, and I want people to be drawn to my authentic energy as well. Explore just maybe explore the world around you, but also the inner world, explore who you're supposed to be, grow. I want people to grow through whatever they can find, whatever they find on their path, see the lessons in everything, try to see the good even in hard situations. So grow through that. Maybe I think play is an important one. I think that's one that I overlook too much, but I just want to bring more joy in my own life and bring more play in my own life. And I would love to bring that in other people's lives as well. So play and creativity. And maybe connection to mm-hmm. others, connection to the higher power, connection to your higher self.
Your inner priestess.
Yeah. Everyone's inner priest.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, I love it. Because the reason why we're doing this podcast in English, I don't know if I've gone in through this at the beginning, but we were kind of, I think I posted something in my stories about turning everything into English and being kind of anxious about it because it's like a next level in my entrepreneurial journey for me. And you responded like, I want to do an English podcast as well, but I'm so, so nervous about it. And then I was like, okay, let's hit up. Let's do a podcast together. And I'm loving it, by the way. Are you?
I love it. It's so yeah. easy. It flows so naturally.
It wasn't easy at the beginning, though. I was struggling, girl, but I'm doing okay now. But I do feel like now you're describing your brand, you're describing where you want to go. And I do feel the idea you had for the podcast, and I don't know if I'm pushing you into a corner right now, I don't want to, but I do feel like that's on brand with what you want to represent in the world. So do you want to share something about this idea or not?
About the podcast?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been thinking for a year about starting a podcast of my own and just sharing from my experiences. And it can be things that I've experienced in the past, like my ayahuasca journey, my travels to Bali, but also things that I'm experiencing on daily life, things that I struggle with on a daily basis, and just how I deal with things and the lessons that I learn from that. And I would love to start like a weekly podcast about that. But yeah, I've been dealing with some insecurities about my English. Do I have a story to tell? Will people listen to me? But yeah, maybe it's just time to put it all aside and just step into the higher self and just do it, you know, put it out there.
Just go for it. Especially now you're being in this energy field, like go for it. I think if the time is right, like, is there a good time? But I think if you're gonna do it right now. And yeah, you have so much to share, like so much wisdom in the way you told about having experienced depression at the beginning of this podcast. I think you can influence so many people in a positive way. So you should, in my honest opinion,
That's so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, I think I will definitely take some steps further in that direction right now.
So now that you have your stage on my podcast, is there something else you would like to spread out in the world?
Kindness. Kindness has been a word on my mind lately. I've been thinking about kindness and how beautiful my experience was in Bali because of kindness. People really become their highest self when they're kind to others and kind to themselves. And I think it's such a feature that's so easily overlooked because I was also on a holiday to Turkey last week and I was in a resort. And I don't know, resort is a very, very different place. It attracts a very specific
kind
of people.
Yes.
Yeah. And I felt like kindness was so far because everyone was so focused on their own experience there. Like people would, if I took the last bread at the buffet, people would like start attacking me. And I was like, let's just be kind, you know, like just remember what it's like to be in other people's shoes and just find that kindness in yourself. And I think we can create such a more beautiful culture if we're just kind to each other, kind to ourselves. And that's the only message I want to spread into the world right now. Just be kind to others because it creates such a beautiful atmosphere then.
It's so true. I think that's one of the things that I love about Australia right now, because the people here are so kind. They're so generous. Yeah. It's crazy to me. Like when you walk into Australian people on the street, they will tell you like a week full of itinerary where to go in that area. They're like so, so welcome in this country. That's so amazing. And we don't have that in the Netherlands. And I think you don't even have that in Belgium, because they're mm-hmm. so trusting as well. They don't lock their doors and nothing. They're mm-hmm. so full of, I don't know. I don't know if the world is only kindness. It's kind of like full of trust, like
trust. Yes.
Yeah. Trusting in the good in the world, the good in the people. And yeah. we have lost that at so many places in this world, and they have it here still. I think that's really incredible. Mm-hmm. But I yeah. also do believe it starts with yourself. So if you're yeah. open to be kind to people, and it's in the small things, like the really, really small things, like helping someone cross the street or helping someone with whatever way you can, like with everything you can do, like your talents. It can mean the world to someone else, even if you don't realize it. So yeah, I love that you're bringing up kindness, because that's something that's really an ongoing theme right now for me in Australia as well.
Yeah, it's such a facilitator for happiness. If you're kind to people, you become so happy yourself. I see it in every little kind thing that I do for other people. It makes me so happy. So if you're looking for more happiness in your life, just be more kind.
Have you watched Friends? I don't recall if you also watched Friends. Like,
I'm a big Friends fan, yeah.
Okay, this episode where Phoebe claims that there's a possibility of doing kind things without being good for yourself, and Joey's nah, yes.
Yeah.
That's not true. Everything
it's
you
a
do,
selfish thing.
Exactly, yeah. It's a selfish thing. Like, being kind to yeah. other people is always a selfish thing. I love this
makes
episode.
You happy.
It does. And it takes so, it doesn't take any effort to be kind to other people, but it brings yeah. so much joy, not only to you, but also to the other. So it's like the biggest win-win in the easiest way possible. And still we don't do it that often, which surprises me. We're so in our own stuck mindset, like being busy, you know, that's kind of the spirit nowadays. And I think this is a lost issue. I think it's truly, we should tap
yeah,
into
I think our focus
more.
Is more, our focus is too much on the inside. What am I doing? How am I feeling? And if we put our focus a little more outside of ourselves and see, okay, how can I be kind to my environment or to the people around me right now? I think that changes everything.
It does. It really does. And the way to open up to it for me now was while traveling and having the time to do it, like not being in my head all the time, not being busy with work all the time, but having for the first time in my life, like and I have an abundance of time right now. Like I never experienced such a thing. It's amazing. So that makes me open up to seeing things like this, like seeing things I can do for other people, being kind instead of only thinking what's in it for me or how can I gain something, or I don't know, you're
absolutely.
Almost yeah, you get what I'm saying, like we're almost so much focused on ourselves, like being so fully full of ourselves, I kind of want to put it that way, that we're lacking the ability to feel and see what other people in the world need, and indirectly it's what you need, because that will kind of brings like to you and to others.
Yeah,
it's interesting absolutely. That you brought up kindness.
Yeah, it's been on my mind so much lately, like kindness. Yes,
yeah, it's also like a very big theme in on their Balinese people, so I can I think it comes from there as well. I love
might
the Balinese
be, yeah.
people. Yeah,
oh, so
they're
sweet.
So grateful for all the small things. I love
I
that
know. Yeah, it's so important to bring that in your everyday life. I love how they do these little offerings, like I think several times a day, where they bring offerings. And it's like this little tray of rice and flowers and maybe a cookie and incense. And they just put it out and they just think of the gods and what they're grateful for. And I think it's such a beautiful gesture just to even once a day, just become quiet with yourself and think, okay, what am I grateful for right now? And how can I put thanks out in the universe? And that's exactly a little ritual that I do every morning now. I sit down on my yoga mat and I have this little altar set up with crystals and incense. And I just put on my incense and I'll just think, okay, what am I grateful for today? And thank you, universe, for this beautiful life that I've created, for all the chances that I have, for the person that I am, for all the people around me. And it's so grounding and it makes you so grateful. And grateful, it really is like a key factor in being happy.
Oh, I think it's the highest point of being happy with yourself, like being happy in life, like being, I don't know, fulfilled. I think that's the word I'm looking for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those flowers they use for their altars, like the white flowers they use in Bali, they grow here in Australia as well, and they fall off the trees like every day. So even now we're house sitting here, there's a tree that has like these flowers. It's now kind of deadish because I picked it up this morning and I put it like in my hair. They're like, oh,
I did that every day too.
I'm so grateful for this and that. Yeah, it really helps. Like that flower like instantly puts me in grateful mode in some sort of way because I remember it from Bali.
It's called Frangipani, right?
I don't know what the name is.
Frangipani, and it smells amazing. It's the best scent in the world.
I know, but it goes no, it doesn't die, like it goes off. How do you call it? Like it kind of dies within a day already. That's such a shame because I put it, you see my calendar right here, like that's the moon calendar. I have a moon calendar in Dutch. I asked my parents actually to bring it to Australia for me because I wanted the moon calendar for this year. I'm crazy. So I put it on there today and now it's like deadish, but it smells so good and it helps like being present in a moment, being grateful. And I think that's the most important thing. Like, combine that with kindness to share with others in the world, and you're feeding on top of the world, baby. Truly.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, you lift my spirit today. You truly did.
Me too.
Where can people find you, follow you, learn more from you?
I think the biggest one is my Instagram, maybe also my TikTok. They both have Ellie Wild Music as the username. And my music is also on Spotify under Ellie Wild.
You should listen to her songs if you're listening to this podcast. Maybe I will put your Spotify link in as well. I will tell my team to do that because your songs are amazing. They really touch ground. You. If you take the time, sometimes you put music on, but we don't really listen to the lyrics. And if you do take time with your lyrics, especially because they have so much storytelling in them, like spiritual wise, it can really hit you like through the soul. I don't know if that's possible, but hit you through the soul, and that's amazing. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet.
Yes, well, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Podcast episode. Thank you for breaking the grounds on English levels. I don't know if I will continue in English though on my own, but I have a prelude where I'm asking my podcast listeners, so please let me know what you want me to do, especially now that you have heard me struggling, but also progressing through this episode. So please share.
You were amazing.
But I loved it. No, you're amazing. You truly are. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks voor het luisteren naar de Business Class Deal podcast. Je helpt mij en andere ondernemers enorm als jij je abonneert in iTunes, Spotify of Google Podcasts, zodat mijn content nog meer mensen mag inspireren. Tof als je ook deelt op Instagram Stories dat je geluisterd hebt, tag me dan ook zeker, want dan deel ik het ook. En wil je eens met mij sparren, voel je dan vrij om mij een DM te sturen op Instagram of schrijf je gewoon even in op mijn nieuwsbrief om op de hoogte te blijven van mijn events. Tot de volgende aflevering. Deal!